You are listening to the Mother of All Podcasts.
Each week, we will break down a popular topic revolving around parenting and relate it back to our own lives. We're not parenting experts, but we're living out parenting each day and sharing our experiences along the way. Welcome back to the Mother of All Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Taylor.
And Sam.
And we're back. It's been a minute.
Yes, it's been a while.
We haven't recorded anything since December. So we are back, and this is an episode just to reintroduce ourselves.
Yes, I'm so excited. It's been a nice break, though, I will say that. So, and I'm sure Taylor can speak on this. I think at the end of December, we were starting to feel like it was more of a task and a job rather than fun. And I think we were forgetting why we really like to do it.
Yeah.
And so having that break from December to now, early March, has been really nice.
It's been really nice. And I feel like it's given us a chance to really like think about what we want out of
doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's not, we're obviously not making money.
Yeah.
but we're doing this for us. Obviously, that's, I would say, the main reason. But we're also doing it for you guys because we want to provide you with that support and you to feel like you're part of a community along with information. I know a lot of our previous episodes have been about a lot of very informative things that we hoped would take an impact in your life. And we're hoping to continue to do all of those things.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we took a break because it just started to get to be
a lot.
A lot. Yeah. It was a lot. Sam and I do this by ourselves. We don't have a producer. We don't have anybody that comes in and like edits our episodes. No. It's just her and I, and we both work full-time jobs, and we have
two children
of our own.
Plus a household. Plus all of the monotonous tasks that come with it.
Yes. And like, you know, you're trying to do stuff for yourself, but also, you know, trying to do something like this, which is also for ourselves, but in a different capacity, you know?
Yep.
It's kind of, it almost made it like a chore.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the end of it. So it was really nice to kind of take a break. Yeah. And so I think going forward, you know, we're obviously going to be putting out episodes, but I think we're going to try and do it in a way that's
fun
more,
for us.
Yeah, fun for us and more conducive to our lifestyles.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So we still want to do this, but we're going to do it at our own pace.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for anyone who's not listened to us before, obviously we're Taylor and Sam, and we are the hosts of the Mother All Podcasts. And we are happy to be here. And you want to tell a little bit about yourself today?
Yeah.
Any updates?
Yeah. So I'm Taylor. I think when we first So we've had like over 80 episodes that we've put out.
Yeah.
When way back when we first had our first episode come out, I think
was
I talked
2022?
About 2022. It was.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, it was 2021 because my son wasn't a year old yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So it's been a minute. So when we put out our first episode, I was coaching two swim teams. I had just had my son not too long ago. You know, relatively young children, and now they're just a little bit older and I'm not coaching really anything anymore.
Which is good for you.
Yeah. And, you know, my husband and I, we were both teachers when we started, and my husband's left the teaching profession and now he's working outside of education, which that's been really good for us. And it's provided me with the opportunity to step away from coaching and spend a little bit more time with my family, which is good. Mm-hmm. All in all, it's been a good transition there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but outside of that, like I teach at a high school. I'm a special education teacher. I've got two kids, a girl and a boy. And I've got a dog. I've got, you know, some hobbies that I enjoy doing. I like baking. I like doing stuff outside on occasion. On occasion, things outside.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, that's just a little bit about me. Sam, how about you?
Okay. So, same. I am a mom of two. My girls are now 5 and almost 4. God, it's crazy.
That's weird.
It's crazy to think my youngest is going to be 4. My girls are 16 months apart, and obviously my husband works in the tech industry. I'm a nurse practitioner, and I am a exercise enthusiast, I guess you would call it.
I would definitely call it that,
I'm notorious for waking up at 4 a.m. every morning to go to the gym. Because I go to Burn Boot Camp for any of my burners or burn sisters out there. Love it very much. What else? I started sourdough baking.
Yeah.
I joined that little, I guess it's in my sourdough era. which is really fun because I never was really much of a baker before this. And I'm trying to get Taylor in on it.
She is. She told me to bring over a thing tonight to get some starter to take home.
what else? Oh, my husband and I are going to start gardening, like hardcore.
Really?
We are ordering a very large raised garden bed to start.
Shut up.
We're going to do like asparagus.
Oh,
everything.
Cool.
Yeah. That's which awesome. Asparagus takes like 3 years for it to fully grow in for you to start harvesting it. But we're going to start that process.
That's cool.
Soon.
Nice.
So I'm like living my dream country girl life in a neighborhood.
In suburban St. Louis.
Yes. The only thing is I think where are we on our way? We are on the way to my husband's parents recently, and I was hardcore reading the bylaws for our HOA because I was hoping that they said we could have poultry as pets.
Oh, really?
Because I really wanted chickens so bad. And I found in the bylaws that it says no chickens, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I asked Luke, I was like, you think we can have chickens live in the house in the basement? And he was like, no. No.
No one will ever know.
That was what I thought. I was like, no one's going to know.
The city that we live in, they don't allow chickens.
What?
Like the city that we live in, they don't allow chickens.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing. But because some people don't listen to those rules and they have chickens. But Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. I recently went to someone's house to drop off a bunch of like kid stuff.
Oh,
that
are
we
you
don't
selling
use anymore?
Stuff?
Yeah, because I'm like just trying to get it out of our house. Like it's just taking up so much space in our basement, and it's like we need to make room for other things. Yep. So yeah, I've just been like selling
Facebook
it.
Market,
Facebook Marketplace, or anybody who like seems like they would be in need, who would need it. I'm like, do you want this stuff? Mm-hmm. And then I go take it over to their house. So my mom and I went over to her coworker's house, and she has like a ton of chickens, but then she also has a turkey and, oh gosh, she has something else. A swan. I don't know. Maybe
that
it's
was
not
scary.
A swan. It wasn't a swan. I
was going to say swan,
was.
But was it a geese? Goose?
No. She had a turkey and then some other animal.
A peacock?
I don't know. I'll have to look, but the turkey was gobbling. Like made the noise and everything. I have a video because I wanted to show
Taylor.
My daughter.
Well, then we need to have you guys go to my brother-in-law's house in
Illinois. Really?
They have a lot. Do they have they have an alpaca. I thought. I don't know. They have something. And then they have 2 peacocks. They have a whole bunch of stuff. Oh, my God. Look at the.
Oh, it was roosters. They have roosters.
Taylor. There is a turkey, though, in that
video.
There
is a turkey. There's a turkey, yeah.
But those are roosters.
Roosters and chickens.
Oh, my God.
Turkeys, roosters, chickens.
Fuck roosters. Well, and the thing is, when you get a bunch of chicks, you don't know if there's a rooster in there.
Yeah.
They may tell you there's no roosters, but those people don't fucking know.
Really?
No. My father-in-law was pissed. He got a whole bunch of chicks a while back, and it's because some of them ended up being roosters. So you know what he did? He let them get a little bit older, and he butchered them.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man.
Because that already got rid of them. I know my brother-in-law was saying that he had 2 roosters that he didn't want, and he just dropped them off at a family friend's house without telling them outside.
Oh, man.
Oh, I thought that was funny. I was like, that's kind of mean. They're going to wake up at 4 a.m. with these roosters thinking, what the fuck?
Oh, gosh.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad to be back.
I'm glad too. I'm happy to be back. I've missed this. Mm-hmm. Like just talking and
yes.
You know, all that good stuff. So I'm looking forward to some of the things that we have coming out mm-hmm. soon and you know.
Yeah. Any updates that you like, what have you done since December that's new? What'd you say?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
Yourself maybe.
Oh, I started going to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been mm-hmm. good. Consistently.
I know. Yeah. High five.
Yeah. I feel good about it. There's been a couple episodes that we've talked about like working out, and I think like I mentioned something about how like I go through seasons mm-hmm. of being active. Well, I'm in an active season.
Well, hopefully right this now. Season stays.
It stays, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Because exercise is so good for you.
It is. It is.
Mainly and I for feel, your mental health.
Yeah. And I feel like I don't think of it as a chore. Like mm-hmm. I actually like want to go to the gym. Yeah. And so like when I wake up in the mornings, like I also feel like I gave myself more realistic expectations mm-hmm. when going into this. Cause I think maybe the reason why in the past it hasn't worked out was because I was like, I'm going 7 days a week.
No.
Going at it. We're doing it live. Like we're going. And like, if I missed a day, then I was like, well, I guess it's over now. I gave it a good shot. So much for that, you know. And so, like, I think I went in with a little bit more realistic expectations because, like realistically, like, I can't go to the gym. Like, I could go to the gym every day.
Yeah, but
I feel
hard.
Like, but it's very challenging. And I feel like I would get down on myself very easily if I said, like, no, I'm not going to go,
yeah.
you know. And it's mainly because, like, I don't have time to go in the morning. My yeah. husband goes in the morning, Brandon. Brandon's my husband. He goes in the morning before the kids get up.
Yeah.
And then I get the kids ready when he's on his way home. Mm-hmm. And then he takes my daughter to preschool. And so, with him doing that in the morning, like I could really only go in the evening.
Yeah.
But like, there's so much stuff that you have to do mm-hmm. when you get the kids home.
Yep.
You have to backpacks, snack.
Lunchboxes.
Dinner, lunchboxes, which like we've tried giving like my daughter that responsibility, like put your lunchbox away, like you do the stuff in your backpack.
Do you make the lunches in the morning or evening?
So my kids are really picky eaters. Mm-hmm. So like as far as meal prepping goes, like that's my level of meal prepping is for her lunches. She eats crackers and cheese with her lunch, which like, you know, a lot
it
of kids
be
eat.
Worse.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of kids eat, you know, like Lunchables and stuff like that, like every yeah. day. Like, mm-hmm. and she doesn't like the meat that comes in the Lunchables. Yeah. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to give you like real cheese.
Mm-hmm. Some I've tried and... doing stuff like that. Like my youngest will only do a slice of bread with peanut butter. If you put another piece of bread on there to make a peanut butter sandwich, you better
it's
run.
It's over.
You better run. What'd you do? Like she gets pissed. My oldest has to be PBJ. Has to. Cannot
okay,
be anything
so
else.
So we were doing peanut butter and jelly for a long time, but it was sun butter and jelly because yeah. they're not allowed to have peanut butter at school. But then she came home one day and was like, can you stop making me that? Like, I really? Don't think she likes the sun butter.
No, this is like literally every day for the past 3 years, my daughter has eaten a PBJ for
yeah.
lunch every
nope.
day at school.
Yep. No, she, my kid, she likes crackers and cheese. She gets six crackers, six pieces of cheese, little cubes, put it right on the cracker. And like, okay, so here's something. What side, if you're going to put something on your cracker, mm-hmm. what side do you put the thing on? Do you put the cheese on
the little holes?
The side with the holes with the salt on it or
yes.
on the underside?
No, the other side. The first one with the salt.
You put the cheese on the salt side?
Yes.
I put my cheese on the opposite side.
What?
Yeah, and I thought it was so weird.
That she did it my way.
When she wanted to put it on the top of the cracker.
No, you put it right on the top.
See, that weirds me out. It doesn't why? Make any sense. I don't know why.
Interesting.
Oh, no. So now I'm interested to figure out if anybody else does that.
Yes.
Because I've always just put it on the underside of the cracker.
Hmm.
I think it's because I like the salt to touch. Like when you put.
Oh, I want the cheese on top. Yeah.
Nope.
Interesting.
Yeah. No.
I'm curious on that note.
I know.
What do you guys do with your cheese and crackers?
Anyway, so then I put like a frozen Go-Gurt in, yeah. there in the morning and then a fruit, some kind of fruit. Oh, so nice. Like, it's really like pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
Throw it in there really fast. Oh, but
I make their lunches every night. Or yeah, right after school. It's a pain. Well, and then one of the girls at work is so sweet. She has two older girls.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave us like their old lunch boxes. And they're like nice, like Bentgo lunch boxes. And then she gave us like the little cook cutters. Like shapes.
Oh, that's fun.
So I've been doing like, instead of doing like the slice of bread for my daughter with the peanut butter, I do it. But then I shape out different shapes of animals.
Oh, that's fun.
For her.
That's cute.
So I've been doing that. So it's just a little bit more tedious right now, but it is fun. Like, I will say, like, I still throw the scraps in there. So whatever kind of went around it, I still throw those in there. And I did that with my oldest daughter's strawberries. And she came home and she's like, I opened it. I was like, you didn't eat all your strawberries. She goes, yeah, I only ate the ones with the shapes. Why'd you throw the other ones in there? And I was like, because you still need to eat the whole strawberry.
Don't put that trash in there.
It is pretty much how it was. Like, the fuck, mom? Like, are you kidding me? Not some peasant. Like, oh, I was like, God. Oh, my God. Yeah, so we've been doing that, but it's a little tedious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
I have to have it prepped because I work early on Tuesdays and Fridays. And God love my husband. I love him, and he would probably tell me otherwise. But he forgets their water bottles a lot
mm-hmm.
when he takes them to school and I'm not home. So even days that I'm not home, I already have their lunch boxes packed and put in their book bag just so he doesn't forget their lunch.
Yeah, no, been there. There's been times where Brandon has left with our daughter and they've gotten like halfway out of the subdivision and she goes, Daddy, we left my backpack at home.
Oh, no.
And then they've had to turn around and go back to the house.
Oh, my God. So,
yeah. Yeah, that's happened.
Yeah,
but anyway, so I've been going to the gym. It's I go 4 days a week. I go twice during the week, and then Brandon and I go and lift on the weekends.
I think that's nice that you guys do that together.
It's a nice little hobby that we started
together, I think that's
nice. It's fun. It's one of the few things that I really look forward to during the week.
Yeah, well, and the gym you go to has a daycare, so it's not like the kid you have to find the care. Like
right.
The kids. And it's a nice daycare. The kids' corner is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's really nice. And like, that's another reason why I didn't want to go seven mm-hmm. days a week is because I knew that they would, like my daughter today, I told her that we were going to the gym and she was like, I really don't want to go to the kids' corner. And I was like, I'm sorry. She's like, we go there all the time. I was like, yeah.
That's okay.
It's like only 4 days a week. And you guys go there and you watch Bluey. Like, what's the problem?
You know what you should start telling her? You should tell her, I'm doing this because I'm good for mommy and daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've told her that before. Yeah. I think she maybe just woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was, probably.
Yeah, my youngest woke up on the wrong side of the bed yesterday because I worked early. And my husband called me at like 8:45 in between patients. And I was like, hey, what's up? And he was like, today sucked. Mm-hmm. And it's like only 8:45. And I was like, what's wrong? And he was like, well, woke our youngest up at 6:30 so she could get ready for school. And from the moment she woke up, he goes, she started screaming at me the moment she woke up. And then he goes, the first thing that came out of her mouth was, you told me I couldn't have any more toys from Target. Well, the last time they went to Target was like 3 weeks ago. So she was still holding a grudge that she could only have one toy from Target when they went.
That's wild.
Yeah. So she woke up screaming at him about how she only got one toy. And then he had to take her back and get her more. And yeah, don't know where this came from. I will say my youngest is in the 3s to 4 stage of where, like, you know what I'm talking about? They pull out all the stops of just like, at least maybe this is my kid. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's going through this phase of just being mean. I love her to death, but she's just mean. Like, she told me I was ugly the other day.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's savage.
I know. So she screamed at my husband for like a whole hour and a half from the moment she woke up to the moment she got out of the car. And then I was like, okay.
When she called you ugly, did you say, you look just like me?
No.
So back at you.
I've had so many people tell me that. I should have said that. I wore a new dress for work and I walked in. And I was like, hey, what do you think of mommy's new dress? And she goes, you look ugly. And I was like,
jeez.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, you're rude. And I just turned and walked away. And then I went and told on her to my husband. I was like, Luke, she called me ugly. And then he was like, you better be nice to your mom. Because she is just so sassy to me. I don't know if it's because her and I are very similar, like similar looks and personality, like to a T. We're very stubborn, strong-willed human beings. And like the other night, she's mad at me because I did something for her, like helped her. And she's like, I don't even want to live at home with you anymore. And I go, okay, where do you want to live? And she said, our neighbor's house down the street. And I said, nice. I go, okay. I said, let's go upstairs and pack your bag. And she goes, what? And I go, yep. Pacey. Oh, sorry. My dog. Pacey, stop. No. Stop. No. And so then I was like, yeah, let's go upstairs and pack a bag. And all of a sudden she's like, no, no. And I was like, you said you wanted to, you said you wanted, well, Paisley. Oh, that's Luke. Can we pause it?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Stop. No, you can't. Paisley, stop.
Just cut it out if we need to. It's no big deal.
Okay, get that in your mouth. Okay. So then the whole time I was like, all right, let's go upstairs. Let's go get your bag. And she's laying on the floor screaming, crying because she was like, I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave.
You said you wanted to go.
Exactly. And I was like, no, let's go. And my husband's like, what is going on? And I was like, she said she wanted to move out, so I'm going to help her.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Paisley. Maybe it's not him. Maybe it's a neighbor. I'm gonna whoop your butt, dog.
It's okay. You're a good watchdog.
Yeah. That we almost had to get rid of being outside. Paisley. Stop. You're good. Okay. But yeah, so she's been real
sassy
lately. Yeah. She's testing my mom patience and yeah, I've been very,
been there.
Very patient about it.
Yeah, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Yep. And then, oh, my oldest, I'm sure people think I'm crazy for this, but my oldest, I started her in therapy.
Well, I was going to say maybe we should have an episode about that too. Ooh. Because like
Child therapy?
Yeah. Because like my daughter's seeing a social worker right now. Like maybe we could talk about that at some point.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Mainly we're doing it for big feelings, but we probably won't do many sessions. She's only done one. And we have another one next week. But yeah, that's a good idea that he's like, you're breathing into the microphone. Oh my gosh. But yeah, that would be really, I think that'd be a good idea for an episode.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of anything else that's new. I don't even know.
Yeah. I feel like we really hit on all the major stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to have an episode where Sam talks about how she started making sourdough.
Yeah. Hopefully I'm very informative. I don't really know.
I know nothing about sourdough other than that it's intimidating. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, that's it. yeah, maybe we'll have an episode about our kids and their big feelings. Maybe some episodes about some funny things our kids have done recently.
Those are my fave.
They are my favorite. Mm-hmm. I've got some good ones too. I need to write down before we record that episode because I don't want to forget any of them. Mm-hmm. They're good.
Yeah.
My daughter had a real zinger at my brother the other day. So... It was really good.
And was it to Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, my brother Sam. Sam, who came on our show.
Like, yeah, he was like our very first person we ever interviewed,
our first guest. It was like our fifth episode or something. It's called An Uncle's Perspective. You guys can look that up. Yeah. I've got a funny story.
I wonder if his uncle's perspective has changed since.
I know. That's actually not a bad idea. We could ask him. Yeah. Anyway, for those of you guys who have been following us from the beginning, thank you. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
And for anyone new who is hopping on the Mother of All podcast train, welcome.
We are happy to have you. And you are now part of our besties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a crazy ride. But we're happy you're here. So. All right. Well, we will see you guys in our next episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mother of All Podcasts. Our podcast is recorded and edited by Sam and Taylor using Spotify for Podcasters. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to our show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you really liked us, you can find us online for more information at www.motherofallpodcast.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And we will see you next week.